father put his three-year-old daughter to bed each and every night, and at the end of her prayers, she said this, God bless mommy, God bless daddy. And that was kind of cool. And then one night she ended it with, and goodbye, grandpa. Next day, grandpa died. Father thought, isn't that kind of weird? Maybe remarkable as well. And the very next night, she was saying her prayers, God bless mommy, God bless daddy, and goodbye, grandma. Next day, grandma died. This is amazing. So then the next night, she said, God bless mommy and goodbye, daddy. Oh boy, the next day he was just in turmoil. What am I gonna do? I'm popping vitamin C and all kinds of things because I don't wanna pass. And all of a sudden his wife came running into his office screaming, and she said, a terrible thing has just happened. What is it? What is it? The milkman just died. Hey, I got stuff for you here. We got people in Toronto, Canada. They've just announced that the federal government, the Liberals, the crazy people there now, they're going to prioritize vaccinating Black Canadians and other people of color against COVID, right? The data shows that they've been treated badly because, you know, we're racist. Everyone who isn't Black is a racist. And because racism is here, we're going to treat them first. So I guess they can live and all the white folk can die or something. I don't know. This is just crazy. I got to tell you, if craziness had wings, Ottawa would be an airport. I mean, Trudeau and all of his gang, they're just a whole bunch of whacks. That's wrong. It's prejudice. You don't do that. I mean, you can put them into ages and different things. When I say them, I'm talking about people. I'm talking about all Canadian citizens. The citizenry should be treated equally. Oh, we've treated Black people badly over the last couple hundred years, so we're going to vaccinate them first. Wow. We're all in this together? I don't think so. It's pretty obvious that we're not, right? The government's against so many people, particularly if you're white. Coca-Cola, talking a little bit more about racism, they're now saying, hey, all you white folk, we're going to give you online training to teach you how to be less white. I don't want to be less white. I'm fine. I'm okay. Leave me be. You know, this is shocking. This really is. You got to be less white. You all need to be white equalists. And I'm a white equalist. That means that everybody should be treated equally. At Coca-Cola, good grief. And there's so many examples across the nation, in the US of A and certainly Canada. I mean, they're just... Boy, in Madison, for instance, in Wisconsin, the police department there is saying, don't apply. Don't apply for a job to be a policeman if you're white. You could only be Black, even if you're Asian or anything else other than Black. Y'all gotta keep away here. Just so wrong. Then swing over to California, talking about nutcases still. California legislators finally have agreed to open up the schools. They're going to put $6.5 billion towards that. $6.5 billion with a B. They've been closed for almost a year. Why don't you just open the doors? $6.5 billion, do you have to pay somebody to do that? There's no explanation for this, but we want to make the schools safe and open. But I thought they were already safe. We have a new disease, but so what? Move the desk a little bit. You can pay me $1 billion and I'll come in with my people. We'll move the desk a couple of feet apart from each other. There's no rhyme or reason how these people think. And then in California, you had a group of teachers that were talking badly about the parents, and they were caught on tape, and they called the parents all kinds of names. These silly people. They want their kids to go back to school. We're getting paid, and the parents aren't. Ha ha, got you. But they were captured, and now the entire California school board, California Oakley Union Elementary School District, has resigned because they were caught. Good. They should all resign. When I say all, I'm talking pretty much all school boards and certainly the government. Kids are the most important and valuable resource that anyone has. And they're being treated badly. They haven't gone to school for a year. Even when they're in school, maybe if you look at it the other way, maybe it's good. Because even in school, they teach them terrible things now. I mean, the world has changed and it's upside down. And I finally did figure it out, though, about teachers. And I only have a grade 8 because teachers aren't that bright, right? And the reason why I only have a grade 8 is my pencil. Back in my day, you had a pencil. It kept rolling off my desk because they're little and they're round. Carpenters are smarter than teachers because they have the flat pencils. They figured that out and they don't roll. And they got more lead in their pencils. So carpenters from now on are going to teach the kids, says me, fire all the teachers and hire the carpenters and we'll have better people. Twitter, they recently reported a loss of $1.14 billion in 2020. How do you lose over $1 billion when you have such a following and so many things? But that was even before they eliminated or kicked off the president with, I think, about 90 million followers. And his supporters. So hundreds of millions of people left. And now President Trump is securing money from investors. Apparently he has hundreds of millions of dollars lined up and ready to go. I wish I knew where you could invest because I'd like to. And he's going to compete with Twitter and Google and everybody else, all the left-wing call me guys, and I think it'll just be great. Hey, Twitter, you people, you're just a bunch of twits. Huh? Just saying. Now, with regards to COVID, I went and got a vaccination the other day under great protest. My wife, and I said, but I don't want to. I don't know that I believe in it. And she finally convinced me. She says, look, it's just a vaccine. It can make you better, but it can't make you worse. It can help you, but it can't hurt you. And by the way, it's your guy, your president, that actually did this. Everyone else tries to take credit for the vaccine, but the vaccine was ready to rock before he left office. And I said, hey, you got me. I'm with you now. So I went and I did it. She went and got hers first. I was waiting. But I was reading what I was waiting and said, this is not approved. You may be dead by Tuesday. Not really. But anyway, I took it and here I am. I'm still with you. So assuming that I survive, we'll see you in a couple of days. Hey, hey, see you and happy day.